Well, I've had to beat a hasty retreat down from upstairs. I was just chatting with Alistair Campbell whilst cunningly getting into the queue and getting him to sign a book. He asked me, who do I want the book signing to? And I think it came out on the quick video. I said, could you put Dear eBay Winner? And he looked at my name badge and just signed my name. Quite piercing eyes. Joanne, you've just been sat in the talk that he just gave. What were your impressions?
Look, the actual session title was Innovation in Action, What Does It Mean? I don't think he actually read that. So he spent most of his time talking about stories about ministers' engagement with the civil service. And look, you know, that was a useful thing to start off the event anyway, because there are a lot of civil servants here. They want to actually see what their role is in the future of a perhaps fragmented political structure. And they're also considering what the media response is to civil servants now. There is a great sense of blame about waste, public waste. So I think what he was trying to do was to make people feel happy about what they were doing and how important they were to ministerial action. But he was also, at the same time, I think, really trying to flog his book.
Ah. Of which he had two books knocking around on a signing stand. One called, hang on a second, I can grab it because that's the one I picked up, the cheaper of the two, All in the Mind. The only reason why I actually picked that up is because it said it had a rave quality report from Stephen Fry on the front. And I thought, well, you know, I trust Mr. Fry. And the other one was The Blair Years or something like that. So
Diaries.
Surely, I mean, there wasn't that massive a pile of books. Hasn't he got enough money?
Yeah, I think he's got plenty of money, and I think this is ironic that he sort of waffled around quite a lot. There was one question from the audience at the very beginning of the question time, which was, we're moving towards a more of a fragmented media market, that there's more, you know, new media like what we're doing right now. How are you responding to that? And he said, well, you need to have candor and authenticity. Well, I thought that was, you know, bleedingly obvious. But at the same time, he wasn't able to be as quite as succinct as he needed to be to deliver that message appropriately.
Well, I had to beat a hasty retreat because he reached into his pocket, and at first I thought he was going to pull something out, but no, I think he might have pressed a button, because before I know it, having stuck the camera in his face, I was accompanied by a very large man staring at me intently. So I thought, I'll say thank you and come and find you. Help!
I'm happy to interview him, but I mean, I think as soon as he sees the Amplified 09 blog and actually sees how I was live blogging the session, I think he probably won't want to talk to me either. But at the same stage, you know, this is an opportunity for us to actually record what's been happening at the event and for people to participate and respond to his ideas. So
definitely, all the more reason for people to be monitoring these hashtags and paying attention to what's happening here, because it is, to a certain extent, a closed shop, and I think that's why he's quite comfortably sat there thinking it's just going to be civil servants. It might be, you know, people who are working within the government who are not necessarily going to be of any bias threat. I don't know.
Although possibly people who are going to be having a job by this time next year, as opposed to other people who are speaking on stage.
Thank you very much, Joanne.